what was it like working with EA, Ski, and CMT?
It's like, basically, you know, that they're one of the best producers in the West Coast to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, their history speaks for themselves. And, you know, I think they kind of, underrated, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think all that's going to change with the Bay coming back the way it is. But working with EA Ski and CMT, man, is tight, you know what I'm saying? I sat down with them. I told them what I wanted to do. They played, they made some tracks for me, you know what I'm saying? We sat down, we came up with the concept for the track before we even started rapping. Made sure the hook was tight. Then I wrote the verses, went in there, laid it. I had the privilege of laying it in their studio. That's something that, like, a lot of artists can't do, you know what I'm saying? Cats can buy beats from them, but they can't go lay it in their studio. So I laid it in their studio. EA Ski and CMT mixed each one of the songs. And, man, it made some of the best songs on my album, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, when you work with them, man, it's like, number one, the beat's going to be knocking, it's going to be gangster, and it's going to be commercial at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And sonically, it's going to sound superior, you know what I'm saying? Number three, since EA Ski is a rapper, it's like, you don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry about, am I going to sound right as an artist on it? Like, they know how to drop the beat on your verse so that certain words stand out. They know where to drop certain sounds on the beat. So it's like, you know, I mean, it's, you in good hands when you work with them.
Yeah. Alright, what is your favorite song off the album?
Probably my favorite song off the album is It Is What It Is. A song that has me and EA Ski.
Right.
That's probably like my favorite song on there. But, you know, I like them all. You know what I'm saying? One thing I tried to do was make sure that each song could stand on its own.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you were just to, like, put the CD on and just go to whatever track, I was just trying to make sure I had, as you know, like, no bullshit. You know what I mean? I recorded, like, 40 songs for this album, and I used only 14, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I know a lot of people use, like, you know, just, like, not very good tracks for their album, or just fill it up.
I was like, fuck that. I really only wanted 13 songs. My company made me put an extra song. They made me put a song on there I did a couple years ago called Hustler.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people had liked it, was on, like, my mix CDs, but I didn't even want that to be on there. I just wanted 13.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What was the most important factor for you? Was it unit sold, or is it your own satisfaction in the product?
I might have been really tripping off unit sold. Like, my big thing was, since this was my first album, like, nobody, when they drop their first album, really sells. You know, like, you're not going to sell your full potential, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, unless you're with Dr. Dre or Eminem or, you know what I mean, like Jay-Z co-signs for you or whatever. So, for me, it was more important to make something that could stand the test of time. I wanted to make something that is different than what cats are making from the Bay. I wanted to make something that's different from what cats are doing in the industry. I just wanted to make a good fucking album.
Yeah.
I didn't want... I wanted to bring it back to some rap shit. I wanted to bring it back to some hip hop, West Coast, over gangster beats. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I wasn't in the studio trying to make a single every song. You know what I'm saying? Like, some artists be making songs like, yeah, I need to make a single. I need to make a girl song. I need to make a gangster track now. It's like, I just went in there and did what I felt the beat needed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I took it back to just when it was rap, man, for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't no love songs on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no, there really ain't no singing on the album. It's only, like, two songs that have singing on it. And one is a dude, another one is a girl. That's, like, two songs out of 14. Like, nowadays, you buy an album and fucking eight of the 14 songs got singing on it. It's like, come on, man. I mean, like, I tried to bring it back to when it's like, it's some rap shit, man. Come up with some clever hooks. You don't need a girl singing on your shit
all
the time to have a good song, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Did you feel your album was a success?
Yeah, I mean, I set out to make a good album, and I think I achieved that, you know what I'm saying? It's like I've been getting great reviews in magazines around the nation. People in the Bay are calling it like a Bay classic. You know, it proved a point, you know what I'm saying, that I'm here and I'm going to be making albums, and I'm going to be making good albums, and I'm going to be a factor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you do mix CDs, you can do mix CDs all your life, but at some point, you're going to get judged as an artist, like, okay, well, can he rap over his own beats? Can he make a beat? Can he make a song? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think I proved that, and that was a major part for me. And as a result, the album has sold more than my mixtapes, actually. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, because it's an album that's being distributed in different places where my mixtapes can't be. You know, it's only been out for almost 2 months now, so it's like I'm going to be promoting this shit all year. So definitely, man, I think it's a positive thing. And it's positive for me because it shows that I can do it just for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like now, next month I'm finna go to L.A. and get some new beats and start working with some L.A. producers and like start working on a new album, you know?
Yeah. Alright. What are you working on next after the, well, now?
I'm gonna do a mix CD.
A mix.
And I'm gonna call it West Coast Mixtape King.
Right.
And the reason why I did that is because the last one was called Bay Area Mixtape King.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do this one as West Coast Mixtape King.
Right.
I'm saying not saying I'm the king of the West Coast as far as mixtapes, but saying I'm one of the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this time I'm gonna have like a lot of. I'm going to have some L.A. cats like Glasses Malone, Rocket, Scipio, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been working, I'm on Scipio, Mix CD, Rocket. I've been going back and forth to L.A. building with different artists. So I'm going to expand and have L.A. cats and, you know, as well as the Bay cats that I fool with. And I'm going to prove a point that I'm one of the West Coast mixtape kings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Which direction do you hope your career will take now that the album is out?
Now I think because I dropped the real album, I'm getting more shows. I'm getting paid for shows. I'm getting paid for features. It's like dropping an album is like, okay, now you're a real artist, like a businessman. Like, you know what I mean? Like it kind of solidifies you being an artist. Like, okay, well, we have to pay you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like a card that says, okay, you are an artist. You know, like, mix CDs is like you're a prospect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But an album really makes it solidified that you're an artist, you know?
Yeah.
So, for me, the next move, really, drop a hot-ass mixtape, work on a brand-new album, and go get another label situation. Like, go get another deal. I signed a one-album deal, to my distribution company that I'm with right now.
Yeah.
So it's like that deal is over. So it's like I'm basically a free agent again, and that's kind of how I wanted it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, that's the next move, to go find another company, whether it be a major label or an indie label, to put it out.
All right. Well, who do you look at as an example of where you are, like, as an artist or a businessman?
You know, I like a lot of different artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of look at myself kind of like how Chameleon Air was before he got his deal. Chameleon Air is like a friend of mine. Or I kind of look at it like, you know, like just typically any of the Bay cats, you know what I'm saying? It's like you hustle indie-wise and you drop a couple albums and then you make the move to the major label situation. That's basically kind of where I'm at right now. Where I would like to be, I would actually like to be in a, you know, like a Ice Cube position.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I would, like my goal is to be one of the tightest West Coast rappers ever.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned with the nation. I'm not concerned with, you know, being one of the best artists from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? I want to be one of the best. I want to go down as, like, one of the tightest West Coast rappers, period. When they have a top 10 of West Coast MCs, I'm really trying to be there. And that's going to take, you know, a few albums, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't put me there now, you know what I mean? Hopefully, after a couple albums, you know what I'm saying? Maybe like 3 or 4 albums, and hopefully I'll be in that position. But that's definitely my goal. I want to be like Ice Cube, man. I want to drop a couple classics. I want to go do some acting. I want to go making movies and shit. I want to get into that.
Yeah. So just about like everything that Ice Cube's done, basically.
Yeah, Ice Cube is pretty much, you know, one of, you know, the West Coast, you know, tightest rapper ever, really.
Yeah. Alright, you've collaborated with, like, Chamillionaire and Frontline and many other, like, new people in the game. Who's next? Who would you like to work with, like, that is a newcomer on the West?
I did some work with Rocket, who's tight. I did some work on his new mix CD. I'm gonna work with him on mine. Work with Scipio again. I'm gonna find Sly Boogie though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had lost contact with him, but I'm gonna try to get a hold of him. Glasses Malone. Yeah. Bishop Lamont. You know what I'm saying? Like, LA got a lot of tight cats. You know what I'm saying? Like, I pretty much work with everybody from the Bay, but as far as LA, the next people I kind of want to work with is Glasses Malone, Bishop Lamont. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's this other dude named Mike Estrella or something.
Right.
I heard some of his shit. You know, like, I mean, the funny thing, man, about me is I'm a fan of this shit first.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one of them rappers where it's like I don't listen to other music and, like, I don't go buy albums. I buy albums, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had bought Glasses Malone mixtape and had it in Oakland and bumping it for people, and people stole it out of my car and I had to go buy it again. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm a fan of this rap shit, so if I hear hot shit, I'm going to go buy it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I still believe, like, the best promotion is having a good album.
Yeah, definitely. Have you ever considered working with producers from Southern California, such as, like, Battle Cat and Fred Wreck?
Yeah, I would love to. I don't really have a contact on Battle Cat or Fred Wreck, but I've met Fred Wreck before, like, when I was in Puerto Rico, and I think at a couple little parties. I don't think he knew who I was or whatever, but I actually ran into Bosco. He knew who I was, and I'm actually trying to get down with Bosco. When I go back to LA next month, and I used to be in contact with DJ Quick. I would love to get up with DJ Quick. I mean, LA dude got some tight ass producers, man. I met a lot of indie producers, like my boy Dame Taylor out of LA. He did the beat for What Up. I've spent some time with Day One, who does a lot of stuff for Scipio and Rocket and them. So it's definitely LA. I'm definitely, my next album, I'm definitely gonna get like half my beats by some LA producers. Right. You know, I'm still trying to look for Dre, you know what I'm saying?
Which artists and producers would you want to work with in the future, like not from the West Coast, or is it just strictly West Coast for you?
I like to work with just Blaze.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like to work with Kanye. I think Kanye is dope.
Yeah.
I think he got a dope producer mind. Who else from New York, man? Scott Storch. Yeah. Timbaland. As far as artist-wise, I like Saigon. I mean, of course I'm going to mention young dudes, because we all know the obvious people that everybody wants to work with, like Jay-Z and Nas, but I like to work with Saigon. I think Saigon is hot.
Yeah.
Who else from New York, man? I like J Mills. I ran into J Mills a few times. I think J Mills would sound tight over some West Coast shit.
Yeah.
Who else from New York, man? You know, of course, Jay-Z, Nas.
Yeah.
Cool G Rap, you know what I mean? Like, my idols and shit, Rakim. But that's about it, really.
if you break like fully into the mainstream, how would you like your career to pan out in general?
I would kind of just, you know, I would kind of like to always remain with a hip hop base. You know what I'm saying? Like I would like to hope that when people hear me rap or hear me talk, that you could tell I'm definitely influenced by hip hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think rap music and hip hop is a beautiful thing, and a lot of people paved the way for it. You know what I'm saying? And I think we have to be respectful of that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people went broke. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel like we owe it to hip hop to keep some of the values, like MCing, like actually coming up with some dope, like actually trying to come up with a line that's a little better than the average. You know what I'm saying? And just from, you know, having like a good stage show and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely hope that if I do blow, that I will remain hungry and remain having traces of hip hop and not turn into just, you know, a rapper that just raps whatever just because he's hot and he's making money and I can just say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
People will buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, like, nowadays are just, like, selling. Well, they basically just sold out, aren't they? Like,
yeah.
In the mainstream.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Alright, what do you think of the West Coast right now as a whole, like, and how things are coming together as far as, like, unity and airplay?
Oh, with the West Coast?
Yeah.
Hold on. As far as the West Coast, I think it's dope, man. I think you got, you know, on one level, you got Game, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre in the West, I mean in LA, and in the Bay you got E-40, Too Short, Rick Rock, you know what I'm saying, EA Ski, all these cats in the Bay making a presence, that's OGs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got the new cats, like in LA you got Bishop Lamont, Glasses Malone, Rocket, Eastwood, Crooked Eye. In the Bay, you got me, Frontline, Turf Talk, Mr. Fab, the team, San Quinn, Hood Stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two movements going on in the West Coast, and I don't think it's ever been like this where this happens at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? To me. And I think it'll definitely, I think if everybody stays focused and just tries to make tight music and we don't get caught up in LA this, the Bay that, and we work together, like that's one reason why I try to go back and forth to LA and work with different artists, is because, you know, you could be real powerful. Like the artist, like that's like Pac. Pac had LA, the Bay, you know what I'm saying? He was powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which made him the king of the West Coast. Like, you know, and we got to work together, man. We can't be separate, you know what I'm saying? So for me, the Bay in L.A. is a beautiful thing, but we got to work together and make sure that we, you know, have some kind of dialogue and make sure, like, if Snoop, like Snoop is having a new album, I heard he putting 40 on it, that's big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If Game's having an album, hopefully he'll put somebody else from the Bay on it. Likewise, if I blow up and I sign the Def Jam, and I do an album, hopefully I'll put Game or Glasses Malone on it, and in that way LA is represented. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just what I feel is important, to keep the West Coast alive. You know what I'm saying? Because if LA gets hot and the Bay gets cold, then LA, when LA get cold, then the Bay gonna be cold. We ain't got shit.
Yeah.
Just gotta keep lighting matches off each other.
Yeah, definitely. Did you hear about the Cali is Active video shoot where a lot of the West Coast artists were, like, that Snoop Dogg organized?
I heard about it. Yeah. I heard about it after it was done. You know, that's the funny thing. That's what, you know, like, I'm not knocking Snoop, but it's like, shit, I didn't know about that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I mean, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that was one of the questions, well, that I was going to ask you after. Did you not, well, you didn't get invited, but there was actually a lot of people there. There's actually a video going up of it on the website soon, so you'll be able to watch it.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, what are your opinions on the hyphy movement at the moment that E40 is putting out?
I think the hyphy movement is a good thing. I think the hyphy movement is like been going on out here, but it's just now starting to transfer, you know, because of E40 and his video for Tell Me When To Go, starting to transfer outside of here. I think it's a good thing, whatever brings attention here. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's good, but then it's bad to a certain extent where it's like, you know, we just got to make sure that people respect the artistry, not just a dance or people serving cars, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, don't just focus on that. It's like E40, let's focus on E40 and the brilliance and genius of his style and his raps. Let's focus on Keek the Sneak and the brilliance in his style and shit like that. Or, you know, let's talk about how we ride the beat and how, you know, how clever we are with the slang or how, you know, the lyrics. Let's talk about the music. Like, one thing I'm scared about is I keep hearing about the sideshows and all that shit, but I don't hear shit about the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at some point, the music has to stand on its own. And I think it can. We just got to kind of turn it around. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when they start asking us questions about, you know, the sideshows and all that shit, we be like, yeah, we got the sideshows and boo, 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 boo. But at the same time, man, you know, we hard on our music out here. You know what I'm saying? We make sure we doing our craft. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm worried about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to be a fad.
Yeah. All right. Because I know, like, a lot of people basically just compare hyphy movement with crunk and stuff like that.
Right.
Just moving away.
Crunk and snap music. And that's just like, you know, nah, that ain't cool.
Yeah.
You know, and what I'm really hoping is I'm hoping the hyphy movement, the hyphy movement, I feel like, is opening the door and it needs to turn into a bay movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's like hyphy, you know, is what brought the attention in, but it's the artists and the albums and the music from different people from the bay, not just hyphy rappers, but all different kind of artists and R&B and whatever have you that keeps the attention here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So hyphy is what got people looking here, but the music is what's going to keep people here. So that's what I really hope. I hope that it turns from a hyphy movement to like a Bay Area music movement, you know?
Definitely. All right. Where do you actually fit into the whole movement, or are you not part of it at all?
I mean, I'm part of it because I go to these clubs, and when I perform, people get hyphy off my music. I don't sit there and try to, you know, like, I don't have to rap about sideshows and scrapers and purple and pills and shit like that, but I rap my own way. But some of the beats I rap on could be called hyphy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I be doing shows, and when the beat come on, motherfuckers in the crowd getting hyphy, so shit, I'm with it. But, you know, I come from a hip-hop background, so I tend to have more, not more, but, you know, I try to do something a little different than what everybody else is doing.
Alright, just a sec. Do you have any advice for, like, any upcoming, like, new rappers?
Shit, man, just, it's a long road, you know what I'm saying? You're going to feel like you're going to want to quit every day, but, you know, if you love the shit, stay at the shit. You know, if you're having some success with the shit, and people are constantly asking you when you're going to drop an album, and people are always saying you tight, you know what I'm saying, and you feel like you can really do it, do it. If people ain't saying you tight, and shit ain't really working for you, and, you know, and you're really questionable about are you any good or not, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, try something else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, why don't you try to manage the tightest rapper in your neighborhood? You know what I'm saying? Or why don't you start a record label? Or why don't you try to make beats? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just feel like one thing is, like, everybody wants to be a rapper.
Yeah, definitely.
And that ain't necessarily good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, what about the producers? What about the managers? What about the video directors? What about the manager? You know what I mean? Like what about that? You know what I'm saying? What about the hype man? What about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, Flavor Flav couldn't be Chuck D, and Chuck D couldn't be Flavor Flav, but when you put them together, you got Public Enemy.
Yeah, that's so true. Because I think a lot, the hip-hop at the moment needs more people like yourself that, like, wants to keep it at its roots, because it's basically trailing off at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's bad. I mean, I really don't buy a lot of shit. I mean, when I hear something tight and something that I like, then I go buy it, but that's very rare, man.
Yeah. I mean, there is some good stuff coming out. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, but... what's the hardest part of being a new artist?
Hardest part of being a new artist is trying to get people to know who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the hardest part. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it just comes with repetition. You just gotta keep doing it, and just keep spreading yourself and your name. And just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you gotta stay out there, man.
How have the experiences of the industry, like, shaped you so far as being an artist?
The industry's made me tougher and more determined. Like, the industry really does shape you up to kind of be like a monster, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and when I mean a monster, I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, like, in a mentally strong, mentally tough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because you hear no so many times, you hear, you know, especially from A&Rs or in people in the industry, you know what I'm saying? It's like, people in the industry, they're not really concerned with talent. They're really concerned with, you know, how many units have you sold? How much radio play do you get? So it's like, after a while, it gets discouraging because it's like, you didn't get in it for radio play or album sales. You got in it for, you know, the love of rap. I did, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it seems like nowadays, don't nobody care about skill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but they try to make you believe that it ain't about the MC no more. It's just about a beat and a hook. So as a result, it's frustrating, you know what I'm saying, because you got to deal in that industry, in that game. But it really does make you stronger and, you know, and more focused.
Yeah. All right. What would you say is, like, basically lacking in hip-hop at the moment?
There's more people wanting to take risks, man. From all levels, from the rapper to the producer to the A&R to the CEOs of companies, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I mean, I'm about to shoot a video for one of my songs, and first thing I was saying was like, I don't want my video to look nothing like none of the shit that's out right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and you have to make an honest effort to do that, you know what I'm saying? And you may win and you may not, you may lose, or it may be a longer road, but I believe, like, shit like that stands out, you know what I'm saying? So, I just wish, you know, people would take a little more chances, man.
Yeah. All right, do you feel like the mixtape market at the moment is becoming, like, saturated and, like, played out?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Alright. How do you feel about, like, online journalism and promotion? Like, how do you feel it's benefited you and others?
It's benefited me, because it allowed me to get my name out there. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know what I'm saying? Somebody be like, oh, yeah, Balance, I think I heard that, you know what I mean? And then they'll go check this shit out. Or they'll be like, oh, yeah, I saw you in, you know, on Dub CNN, and let me check that out. But at the same time, all that stuff don't sell CDs, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, you still got to go do work, you know what I'm saying? You got to go find, you know, you still got to go. You can't just act like, okay, well, I did some articles, and everything's cool now. I can just go ahead and sit back and relax, and they're just gonna buy my album based off of an article or something they read. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, that's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So, exposure is good, but at the same time, don't get it twisted. You definitely gotta go hit the streets. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go hit the streets.
Yeah.
And you gotta go remind people that you got music that they need to be listening to. But, you know, you got to do everything, man. You can't skip no corners. That's one thing I learned, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright. Well, are you going to go on tour now that your album's out?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to set up something for like a summer tour. I'm trying to go to the UK this year. I'm trying to go, you know, to Japan. You know, I'm trying to go everywhere. So, be in New York. You know, I've been back and forth to LA. I've been doing hella shows around Northern Cali, but I'm definitely gonna go on a tour this year. I'm just trying to get it set up right now. I'm trying to find a agency that like sets up shows so I can get it going.
Well, that's just about it for the questions. Have you got any like last words for the fans?
Man, just thank you for supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dub CNN. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always been holding me down from day one. And basically, man, any fans who ain't got the album, you can go to my MySpace page and it'll show you how you can order it. You know what I'm saying? Online, if it's not at the record store, my MySpace page is myspace.com/balance, BALANCESKILLZ, skills. Album is dope, man. I put a lot of money and time into everything from the artwork to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I talked to Glasses Malone today. I sent him money. He was like, man, your artwork is fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm just trying to put out quality projects. So if you like quality music, go get Balance, Young and Restless.